We know from the beginning of the month of Elul, we add a chapter of Tehillim, Perek of Zayim, L'David Hashem Ori. And Chazal teach us on this, the Medrash says, Ori b'Rosh Hashanah, light is a reference to Rosh Hashanah, v'yishi, my salvation on Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Bernstein, in a Sefer on Tshuva, an excellent Sefer, writes, these words are quite remarkable. If we were to ask to choose one word that sums up the essence of the day of Rosh Hashanah, probably we would choose the word kingship or judgment, remembrance. However, what do Chazal understand that what is the essence of the day? L'David Hashem Ori. Rosh Hashanah is referred to as a day of light. That encapsulates the entire day. In what way is Rosh Hashanah a day of light? And we know, as the Sichat Eliyahu points out in source number 2, there are many names that are given, many appellations that are given to Rosh Hashanah. And a name refers to the essence of a day. So the classic name of Rosh Hashanah, continuing in source number 2, is because Azai b'midah rabah hanagatenu v'yachasenu liyom zeh kovad en hanagato b'meshach kol hashana. Our behavior on Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, really sets the standard, the model for what will be for the coming year. So it's the Rosh, it's the head. Rosh Hashanah is also referred to as Yom HaZikaro, the day of remembrance. And Hashem remembering in itself is din, is judgment. He remembers us for what we've done, and that's part of the judgment. And yet we have this name, or we have this reference, that Rosh Hashanah is or, is light. So to understand that Yom Kippur is Yishi, is my salvation, we can understand there were no great days as Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. It's a day where Hashem forgives us. The Yishi, the salvation, makes sense. But to call the day a day of light, we have to understand this. And further, we know that all the names have to be connected somehow to the mahus, to the essence of the day, which is referred to as Yom Trua Yelachem, a day of shofar blowing. Valenu Levarer, the end of two, the end of three, Ma'ashayachut ben shofar le'or. What is the connection between the shofar and light? So the truth is, we've done a lot of these ideas in the past. These are really fundamental understandings of what Rosh Hashanah is about, how we can access the day. We'll take a look, Mirz Hashem, at ideas that we've seen, ideas we haven't seen, and we'll be able to once again remind ourselves and redirect ourselves on how to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. What is the connection between the day of Rosh Hashanah and light? L'David Hashem Ori V'yishi. So I'd like to begin with answering right off the bat, encapsulating the three levels that we're going to speak about in a very, very special essay, in a new sefer for us, Shvivei Or, Rav Yaakov Katz, Mashkiach of Yeshivat HaKotel. And he says so beautifully in source number 4, Yismachu HaShamayim V'Sagel HaAretz, there is rejoicing, Yiram HaYam Lo'o. Why? Lifnei Hashem Kiba, because Hashem is coming. Kiba Lishpot Haaretz, he's coming to judge the land. The idea of Hashem coming is a Kodesh Baruch Hu revealing himself, and that is cause for tremendous simcha. It's also at the same time cause for tremendous trepidation. Gilu Bir Adam. And yet we find that we rejoice Kiba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming Eleinu, to each and every one of us. In the bracket of 4, El Kol Echad Meitanu, to each one of us, El Kol Mi Sherotzeh L'Kabel Oto, he's coming to each and every person who's ready and open to receive him. Et Kol Mi Shepoteh Sharei Halev U'Machniso Kivyachol L'Libo Pnima, anyone who opens up their heart and is ready to have this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you may ask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always here. What is special, Kiba, that he's coming, and Chazal learned he's coming in Rosh Hashanah, a time of closeness, a time of judgment. Is not Hashem close to us at all times? And here's the key, source number 5. Nachon, tamid hu nimsa, you're right, he's always here. Ach tamid anu b'choshek v'lo mavchinim bo. The problem isn't the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam is always here. The problem is us. The problem is we live in a world of darkness that we're unable to realize that Hashem is here. We're unable to greet Him. We're unable to open ourselves up to Him. Tashay Choshech Vayilayla, this is this world which is compared to the night. Olam, Melashon Helam, from the language, the Lashon of concealment. A person can be in their house and be filled with treasures, but they're living in the darkness and not even aware of it. A person could be walking through their life, and there are many pitfalls and many stumbling blocks, and it's perhaps even more dangerous that they can't even see that which they may stumble on, and they're living in the dark, and they're afraid, they're gripped with fear. How can I take the next step where I don't know where it's leading to? And this is really us. We live our lives with tremendous amount of sveikos, tremendous amount of hesitations. Machov asibo lami, the asterisks in 5. What is my job in this world? What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from me? And then we suddenly have a moment of light. And the light is just a penetrating, strong light, a zarkor. And this, we're able to suddenly see so clearly what the pitfalls are, what the treasures are, and we're able to have the clarity of where and who we are. Zehu in 6, Otzmato, Atzmutov, Otzmato, Shal Rosh Hashanah. That's the power of Rosh Hashanah. Lifnei Hashem Kiba, L'David Hashem Ori, Ori Rabbi Rosh Hashanah. Hashem Ori, Hashem is my light. Suddenly, Hashetach Hu Arba Rosh HaKodesh Baruch Hu. The light is suddenly ignited with the light of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk of Daniel says, Unahora Ima Shra, with HaKodesh Baruch Hu Sharui Umofia Imo. The light, Ha'or Kivyachom, the light. When Hashem comes, He comes with light. Kiba, Hashem is always here. But in Rosh Hashanah, it's unique that He's coming with light. And we suddenly have a whole different playing field. We suddenly are able to see that which was so confusing before Him with such clarity. And what do we see? Continue in the next page in 7, Ataroet Atzmecha. We see ourselves. Machovatcha, what is our obligations in this world? Miyani, umavakeshi meni melech bachem melachim kolkach barur. Who am I? What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from me? It becomes so clear. V'zod v'od v'zei kar gadol v'atzuma taroed atzmecha v'inei ata anak shevanakim. We suddenly realize how great we are. We suddenly have a clear perspective of what who we are, what life is about. We also see the world in a different light. We see the world in a light of umachutoba kol mashala, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is ruling over everything. This is the power of Rosh Hashanah. This is the power of the light. And not only that, when you have this light, the light of clarity for self, the light of clarity of the world, the light of clarity that Hashem is the ruler of this world, we also open ourselves up to the bracha of light. Ya'er Hashem panav eilecha, yisa Hashem panav eilecha, that Hashem will shine His face on us. He will shine this light on us. The worst possible situation to be in is Hester Panim, the idea of concealment from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rosh Hashanah Kiba, Hashem is coming. He's coming with the light. He's coming with the closeness. He's coming with the clarity. And our job is to open ourselves up and to be able to perceive this light, to be able to use this light, and to be able to be changed by this light. Now, we'll note, as one final piece of introduction before we begin our 3 levels in Mirtz Hashem, is that this light of Rosh Hashanah is not a new light. Indeed, we know that Adam HaRishon historically was created on this day, on the 6th day of creation, on Rosh Hashanah. And we know that when Adam HaRishon was created, he was able to utilize the Or HaGanos, the concealed light, the light that was created on the first day of creation, which is indeed what we say in the arrow in source number 8. Zeh hayom tchilat ma'asecha zikaron liyom rishon. It's a remembrance to the original day when Hashem created the luminaries. It was the day that Hashem created this powerful light of the Or HaGanuz, the light that is ultimately Ganuz, concealed. It was the light that Adam HaRishon was able to see from one end of the world to the other. It was the light where Adam HaRishon understood so clearly what he was doing in this world. It was the light where Adam HaRishon clearly understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the master of this world. Harei shebechol shana b'yom zeh mofiya shuv me'ein ha'or ha'gadol. To a certain extent, in source number 9, that light that Adam HaRishon had, that light of Zikaron Liyom Rishon, a remembrance of the original day, is what we have a glimmer of in our lives every Rosh Hashanah. It's the light of Vayishmu et kol Hashem Elokim mitalech bagan l'ruach hayom. They heard Hashem's voice walking through the garden. It's Lifnei Hashem Kiba. It's that aspect of Hashem coming down in the garden, speaking to Adam HaRishon. It's that light of connection. It's that light of clarity. Vayidei ha'or yachol adam lerod heitev. The man is able to see so clearly and able to hear so clearly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Ayeka, where are you? And indeed, the Shlei Pinchas brings down in source number 10, beautiful Hasidic idea, that what was the kol Hashem Elokim, what was the voice of Hashem that they heard walking through the garden? It was the kol shofar. They heard the shofar sound of Ayeka, which is what the shofar is about, to wake us up. And every year, my friends, we have this ability to be woken up. It's interesting, the Mota Levina in source number 11 points out, Ha'umnam nired einoto or choser matzmo b'Rosh Hashanah v'tzarich pu'ulam iltata kedeilech zeroto ha'or. It's not automatic that this light comes. We have to ignite the light. And how do we do that? That's a tkiyah shofar. Ashreya am yodea trua. Praised is a nation who knows how to blow trua. Do you know what it means, how to blow trua? V'nitba'er doto Hashem ori d'meir b'Rosh Hashanah oto or d'la'ela nifalei de'kol trua shofar d'latata. Every time we blow shofar, the imagery we should have in our mind is that we're standing in darkness before Tkiyah Shofar. Min ha-meitzar karasika, from the depths we call out to you, Hashem. Koli shamata al talem. Do not ignore my shavati, my ravachati, my crying out to you, Hashem. We're in the dark. We're screaming. And then we have the moment of Allah, Elokim b'truah, Hashem b'kol shofar. We have the moment of the blowing of the shofar. And what does the shofar do? The shofar, says the Mota Levina, is the turning on the light. It's the ability, because we know that the time of Tkiyah Shofar, the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, it's the time of being judged. It's the time of Kiva. It's the time that Hashem comes. And when He comes, and we blow the shofar to welcoming Him into our lives, He comes and He brings this Or Gadol, Hashem with His light, as Daniel says. He comes and the whole world is illuminated at this moment of Tkiyah Shofar. So we stand and listen to the shofar. Don't only close your eyes and don't only hear the shofar. Hear that with the shofar, Kivyachol, the Ribono Shel Olam, has come into our lives, not only into the shul, into my life. I have to welcome Him in. And with Him comes, with the kol shofar, comes Hashem Ori, Kiva, Hashem has come, and He's come with His light, and He's come ready to illuminate, and we have to be open and ready to be able to see. You can have a light on, but if you don't know what you're looking for, it's not going to help to have the light on. What should we be seeing with this pristine light? What should we be looking for? What should we be thinking about? Kiva, Hashem is right here. He's up close, personal. It's a time of judgment. It's a time of Tkiyas Shofar. It's a time of that Zarkor, that lightning bolt. What should we be thinking about? How should we be able to utilize that light? We have it for just a few hours. How do we best access it so that we can use it to its fullest till the next year when we're given that light again? So, my friends, I'd like to suggest that there are three elements that we can focus in on during this time that we have this light. It's like, you know, being in this world of complete darkness, as we spoke about, treasures in this room, pitfalls, and I have this light. Let me access it to the fullest. Let me gain the most out of Kiva that Hashem is coming. Three ideas. The first is looking outward. The second is looking inward, and the third is looking upward. Outward, inward, upward. Let's focus. The first idea we have done many times, it's one of my favorite ideas, so it should sound familiar to you, Rabbi Roberts, Timeless Season. Hashem created the Satan, whose duty it is to try to make a Jew forget his true purpose in this world and lose sight of the correct priorities. Instead of concentrating on spiritual achievements, the Satan persuades him to focus more on material gains and to aim for wealth, luxury, and physical indulgence. Olam Hazeh, projected so attractively, begins to think that this is what life is all about. And Olam Hava is pushed into the background. This picture ever is an illusion. Olam Hazeh may seem real and worthwhile, but in fact everything it offers is deceptive. The true value of life does not consist of earthly assets. On the contrary, those who chase after them will never be happy. It's a fantasy fabricated by the Satan to deflect a Jew from his real assignment. And here's the story we've told many times of an ignorant villager who heard that in the big city there's something called a cinema. One could see all sorts of spectacular events, saves up money, goes and he sits and he's watched and he's completely entranced by that which he sees. The cars, the buildings, the movement, unbelievable. But one thing bothers him. The room is so dark. How can you sit in such a dark room? So impulsively, we're on the next page at 14, he stood up and switched on the light. And wonders and wonders, the whole picture faded away. Everyone present shouted at him, "Fool, put out the light." "Don't you know that the whole spectacle only appears when it's dark? The light makes everything vanish." This is based from Yehuda Leib Chassman, Chaver Mashgiach. Rosh Hashanah's the Ori is that light that causes the imagery of the Satan to disappear. Throughout the year, we live in darkness, caught up in illusory existence and chasing after things that seem good and beneficial. At the advent of this day of judgment, when every Jew stops to contemplate his lifestyle and becomes introspective in the bracket, he begins to see things differently and to question, has he not overlooked the central purpose of life? To work toward the acquisition of Olam Haba rather than pursuing the fleeting attractions of Olam Hazeh? Is it not time to concentrate more on studying Torah and practicing kindness to others? Rosh Hashanah is Ori when one sees things in their true light and the deceptive glamour of this world fades away. If we're honest with ourselves, my friends, we know how true this is. We get sucked into this world of consumerism, this world of, you know, you need the latest and greatest and the fastest and the prettiest, and that's the whole world of advertisement, and we fall into it. And we can spend hours upon hours shopping for things that we don't need and looking for things that we don't need, and we're convinced that this is what we need. How many hours of our lives is spent on things like this? We take a look at technology. How many hours are spent on social media, on WhatsApp? And again, some of them are very important, and you can do chesed and tehillim, and some of it is just wasting away hours of our life. If we would just, you know, sit back and do a calculation of how much time do we spend just like, you know, surfing and realizing that 3 hours have passed, 4 hours have passed, and we have no even sense that all of this time the light turns on and we ask ourselves, Where are my priorities? What could I be doing instead for those 3 hours? What could I be building? What's really important for me in my life? What are my values in my life? And this is the question that Elul begs, and this is the question that when we stand in Rosh Hashanah, Kiba, Hashem is coming, and we welcome Him in, and the light turns on, and we suddenly have to, looking outward, ask ourselves, how am I spending this precious life that Hashem has given me? How am I utilizing it to the fullest? How am I spending my money? How am I spending my time? What are my values? What are the values I'm teaching my children? What am I focusing on? What do I even talk about? What's my conversation about? What's really important for me? It's the ability to step back and to say, you know, we're here for such a short time. Am I spending it correctly? Am I focused in the right way? What's life really about? And this, my friends, is another piece that we've done. What's so special for Rosh Hashanah, Rav Rod and Sichat Eliyahu, where he speaks about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the first few thousand years were worlds of tohu, with nothingness. And then it was ushered in by Apayim Shno Torah, then we have the years of Torah. How is Torah described? Torah is described as light. Pasuk in Mishlei Vav Kaf Gimel Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. The mitzvah is compared to a candle and the Torah to light. Why is the Torah compared to light? Et a Torah Nikrate Or Ki Balu Mamad Har Sinai. Mamad Har Sinai was the event where we saw so clearly. Ata Reisal Adat Ki Hashem Elokim Einod Mavato. Hashem opened up the heavens and we saw with clarity there's none other than Ribono Shel Olam. There's only one reality, and that's Hashem. V'chol olam zamabushim v'kisuyim lasar mamrot shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ma she'ish be'emet be'olam zerech metzius Hashem leit atar panui mineh. You know, the truth is, there's only one reality, and that's Hashem. There's no place devoid of God. So there are a lot of kisuyim, there are a lot of coverings, there's a lot of concealment. But everything's about the Ribono Shel Olam. Hashem is found in everything. That's the chiyus of everything. Mamad Har Sinai was the greatest light show imaginable. What is light about? Light is about clarity. Light is about being able to perceive, being able to see so clearly. You know, if you're in a dark room and someone shows you something, well, it could be this or it could be that. You turn the light, I say, oh, now I know what it is. It's clear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol turned on the light at the time of Mamad Har Sinai, and we saw there's only one reality in this world, and that's Ritzon Hashem, the will of Hashem. And Torah is the medium to do the will of Hashem. V'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokechem, chayim kulchem ayom. This is the way to connect to Ribono Shel Olam. This is the way to understand that this is the path of what life is about. And hence we understand that the psukim that we have in the Machzor, in Malchus, the Chronos, and Shofros, the psukim of Shofros, of blowing the shofar, the introduction as well as the psukim from the Torah, are all connected to the receiving of the Torah, all connected to Mamad Har Sinai. And you almost ask yourself, this is Shavuos or this is Rosh Hashanah? And the answer is, it's Rosh Hashanah. So what are the psukim about Mamad Har Sinai have to do here? And the answer is clear. One word, or light. Both of them are experiences of truth, of clarity, of MS. And that, my friend continues, the Sichat Eliyahu, is the idea of a shofar. Shofar is the medium to be able to access truth. Shofar is the scream, it comes from an animal, which isn't the intellectual aspect. It's a scream without words. It's the core of who we are. So it's like a person is on a ladder, and the ladder starts to falter. You don't stand there and you say, well, how much do I weigh? What's the angle of the ladder? What are the chances that the ladder is going to stay sturdy? No, what do? Help! Right, you scream. Because that's the core you. seeing a cockroach. You don't say, wow, that's an interesting cockroach. Or most people don't. They scream, right? Come to our house. You'll hear them screaming, right? That's what it's about. It's core. It's essence. It's MS. It's the world of truth. And therefore, my friends, Mamet Har Sinai, Rosh Hashanah, Isiora MS, Source 17, Matam of Orhite, Mash Rosh Hashanah Kra Or. Why is Rosh Hashanah called light? Because of Kadosh Baruch Hu, in knowing that we are going to go through thousands of years of living in this world, many years in Golos, He gave us the light in order to be able to have the clarity of where we're headed. And every year on Rosh Hashanah, when we begin another year of travel, another year of challenges, He gifts us with this light of Torah, with this light of clarity. Sheyeda ha'da marotzi mimenu, that we understand what Hashem wants from us. L'shema ba'al olam, why we're here. Sheyodei shekol dream sherei be'inav tova hevel, and to have the perspective of what's really important in this world. Hayodei l'natzel ta'or ha'gadol ha'meir ta'choshes shol shana. Kadosh Baruch Hu, yinaten lo din tov, yiten lo siyata d'shmaya. What is our job? Our job is when we hear the shofar blowing, we go back to Mamet Har Sinai, which is what Rav Sadia gives us, one of the 10 reasons. Shofar reminds us of receiving of the Torah. What does that mean? So the depth is what we're speaking about. It reminds us of that clarity of vision. It reminds us of why we're here in this world. It reminds us of what's really important in this world. You know, I was recently at a funeral of someone my age, person who was very dedicated to the world of Torah and to bring the truth into this world. And the husband was saying that this is one of the things that he learned from his wife, is that when he was at a certain point, unemployed, he would wake up every morning, look at the computer and see if any emails came in. And his wife said to him, you'll do far better off getting off the computer and going to the Beis Medrash and learning. That's where your answer will be. That's a person with clarity. That's a person who understands that from the computer isn't going to come your salvation. It's going to come from learning at the Beis Medrash. Like, where are our priorities? Where do we put in effort? Where do we put in our focus in this world? It's very alluring, and the Satan has a field day with us. You know, it's good for, I'm buying it for Shabbos, I need to have the finest and the greatest, and we do need to. But how much time? How much effort? How much money? Where are the priorities? Where's the balance? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. And for each and every one of us, depending on who and what we are, there's going to be that light of clarity that says, whoa, I have spent hours upon hours finding the right bow for the dress that will match the shoes for my 3-year-old, that she should look good in shul. It's important. But that many hours, that I spend that many hours thinking about tshuva, it's a perspective. Your kids should look good, nothing wrong. But they're 3 years old, my friends. Who are you doing it for? What could be done in that time instead? How much chesed, how much... Again, every person has to make their own chashbonos, and make their own accountings. This is the question that we have to ask ourselves. That's the first level. The first level is looking outward. The first level is turning on the light and recognizing that the movie screen disappears. That when I'm able to have this clarity, so much of time and effort that I spend on things, was it really worth it? Was it really bringing me the satisfaction I was hoping for? How could I be spending life in a more meaningful way? How could I use the time that Hashem has given me, the life Hashem has given me, with more meaning? Kiba Hashem comes at the time of Tkiyah Shofar, the light comes on, and the thought process starts. Whoa! I see the truth. I read the Psukim in Shofros, and I hear about how the people trembled and stood from afar, as in Sources 18 and 19, they saw the truth, they felt the truth, their breath literally was taken away. When we're able to come to that core level of truth, whoa. Somebody once recently told me, I think, I forgot who they quoted, that we don't walk into a funeral and walk out the same door. never heard of this, but that's what they quoted, because you can't walk into a funeral and walk out of a funeral the same person. You can't. You come to the mortality of life, it's a different experience. Rosh Hashanah is the year is over, and we start a new year. We start afresh. It's a funeral. You walk out, you come out a different person. Rosh Hashanah, you have to come in to the year a different person, a different perspective. What our values are, turn the light on and see that I'm stuck in the mud for so long. That's idea one, my friends. Idea number two is not looking outward, it's looking inward. The light is now shining within ourselves. Rav Shach Zatzal, Machshevet Musar. Rosh Hashanah Hu Yom Adin. Zman Asiyat HaCheshbon Shekol Shana. It's a day of judgment, day of accounting. V'zeh Me'ir Et HaMatzav Shenimtzeim Bo. And enlightened the situation we're in. Hashem knows our thoughts. Et Yitzrei Malalei Ish. What goes on in our mindset. V'hu Mevarer Me'ir. And He enlightens us. Et Kol Ma'aseh Elokim Yavoh B'Mishpat Al Kol Ne'alam. Everything that is done, all that is concealed, is in front of Hashem in judgment, for good and for the opposite. B'chol ma'aseh tov ra yesh nekudot rabot. Everything we do is so complex on so many levels. It could be good, but it's around bad. It could be bad, but it has good in it. V'mishkal uzeh rak lefi da'at tov shel kel ha'deos. Hashem is the only one who knows. Hu ha'yodeh la'arich kol ma'aseh gam ha'shadam eno yachol la'da'at. Ki adam yireh le'inayim v'Hashem yireh le'levav. Hashem sees into our hearts. There's certain things that seem like they're wow. And in Shemayim, they're not impressed with this. And that's the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. The light also goes inward. And we have to ask ourselves. And this is hard, my friends. Everything is hard. It's work. We take a look at what we've done, and we have to ask ourselves, do we just pat ourselves on the back? Or are we able to have more of a critical view and say, what was I thinking? Why did I do this? So I'm involved in a certain project. We have to ask ourselves, what's motivating me to be involved in this? Is it because I really believe in this project and it's really l'shem shemayim? Great. Now let's be honest. Is it also a little bit of kavod? People say, wow, look at you. And I feel good. People think I'm a tzaddikus. Is it because I'm jealous of someone else who's involved in so many projects and it doesn't look so good if I'm not doing anything? What's the motivating factor? And when I'm doing what I'm doing, am I doing it with a full heart? Or am I doing it with so many negative character traits that are connected with this? And this is, it's tough. It's hard to really take a hard look at ourselves. We like to look at ourselves in a good light. Of course, I'm not perfect. I mean, nobody's perfect. But you know what? When I did this, you have to understand what happened beforehand and afterward. So I snapped at the person. But you know, I was under pressure. And we have so many excuses. Who are we really? What's motivating me? Look inward and ask yourself, really? Time it's Kiya Shofar, Kiva, when you come, Zichronos, when you read as the prologue, how Hashem remembers all of our actions from the beginning of time till the end of time. Hashem judges us, the Yitri Malayish, what's inside of us. So we have to look inside of us and ask ourselves, what is motivating us? Where are we at? And this is really the idea of Reishis Bara 22. Hashem created the world. Why? Why do we need to know this? To know. Likewise, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I'm the Lord your God. Why? So you should know there's none other but the Ribono Shel Olam. And there's an accounting. And we have to ask ourselves, what is motivating us? Are we working on our negative midos? Are we chipping away at the negativity that's found in us, the anger, the jealousy, the stinginess, all these wonderful midos? Are we working on them? Is it a process? Is it going step by step? At least are we trying? At least are we honest with ourselves? Yeah, I do chesed, but I'm really not motivated l'shem shemayim. Okay, so I'm able to admit it. Where can I begin working on this? And he says in 22, Adam, Omnam Adam Sovevi Midot. We're surrounded by all these mitos. And he says, Hadavar HaRishon SheAdam Choshev Hu Al Atzmo. The first thing we normally think about is ourselves, on my honor, on my gaiva, everything having to do with me. Amah Adam Choshev Kol Hayom. What do we think about all day? Amah Ani Atzmi Choshev Kol Hayom. Amah Ani Atzmi Choshev Kol Hayom. Ech Litkabel Odat Achayrim. What do I think about all day? So, if you think about it, so often we're so concerned. What are other people thinking about me? I want to look nice, so other people think about me. How can I make more money? What will people say if I do this? How does it look if I do that? It's all about me, 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 me. It's all about what other people think about me. It's all about my gaiva. It's all about my prestige and my honor. And so many things that we do are motivated by this. Well, if I do this, what will people say? If I do that, what will people say? Hello, what's right? What is Ribono Shalom going to say? What brings Nachat Ruach to Hashem? Just because what other people say, that's what's motivating you? And he brings here in 23, we know the famous Medrash, that when Yosef HaTzadik revealed himself and said, Ani Yosef, so that was, the brothers couldn't answer, Nivhalu Mipanav. They were astounded from him. And the Medrash says, what's going to be when Hashem is going to rebuke each and every person, Al Achad Kam V'Kama, how much more so, how we're going to feel. The brothers had kinna, they had jealousy of Yosef, again on the levels of the Shiftei Kal, we can't even understand or fathom. But they saw everything from the vantage point of jealousy. On the Yosef, suddenly the light turned on. Whoa! We've been looking at him the wrong way. What glasses do we look to see the world around us? If we're a Balgaiva, if we're a person of hoodiness, we see everything from a skewed perspective. And we can't see beyond ourselves. Ori Rosh Hashanah is being able to look at ourselves, at who we are, 25 Zoe Avodas Adam, love here, Latzmo, Ma, Torah, Deresh, Rimenu. What does the Torah want from us? How can I be Tia Nefesh Zaka? How can I be a pure person? Neshama Nikia, not about me, but really thinking about the other person. Just ask yourself, how many times in a conversation do you have with people that you immediately have to talk about you? Oh, you think that's bad? Let me tell you. Oh, really? You know, my pipe burst. How many times are we able to stop talking about ourselves and say, wow, that must have been really tough. How did you deal with it? How did you feel? To have real compassion, real emotion. How many times are we just talking about ourselves? Listen to some words, same letters of silent. Light turns on, and during Tkiyas Shofar, I ask myself, whoa, am I so self-absorbed? Have I worked on myself at all to try to be the sensitive person that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants of me? Ori Rosh Hashanah. When we come in front of Ribbono Shel Olam, who may see it kisui me'al kol maaseh, Hashem just unveils the wrappings and the trappings that we hide behind. And we see the real action for what it was. You really think it was bringing over that soup for that person who was, just had a baby? Well, let's open the curtain. How they were screaming at their kids, I have to bring over this soup, and I don't want to bring over the soup, and why am I always bringing over the soup, and no one else is doing it? And then you come over, hi, I'm so happy to be able to help you. Let's strip off all the pretenses that we have. Take a look at the core you. Are you happy to do chesed? Are you always complaining about chesed? Who are you? What are you all about? Zichronos on Rosh Hashanah is looking at the person from all facets of the actions. Oy, sarich liot barur, niftachim kol aksharim. And he takes it one step further in source number 27, and he says, part of being judged is a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to use us against us. you're going to say, you know what, Hashem, I would have loved to have done chesed, I had no time. Okay, I hear that. But hold on a second. You were able to spend window shopping without buying anything, with no intention of buying anything for 3 hours, and then you tell me you have no time? Interesting. You say that you have no money to give for stucco? Ah, but you just spend $600 on a pair of sneakers for your kids? Interesting. Like, we're full of contradictions, my friends. That's what Zichronos is about. Hashem's memory, again, a new approach to Rosh Hashanah based on the writings of Yom Kippur, Rav Berkowitz, a sefer one must have. The sefer you can learn all year, but must for this time period, 28. Chazal said the purpose of Zichronos, Hashem will remember for the good. Hashem is infinite and unchanging. What does it mean, He remember? So hear me, Hashem, remember everything that we have done. Hashem acts with us according to the way we are. The Zichronos description of judgment process of Hashem, namely Hashem is retelling our action. For judgment decide whether we lived up to what was expected to us in every given opportunity. In other words, whether our actions live up to our potential or not, bracket in 28. Right? It's very nice that you did this chesed. But what you had the potential to do was so far greater than just a small chesed. Why was it only this that you've done and not more? Zichronos is Hashem not only looking at the action, He's looking at the person. What you could have done, what you should have done, and how you could and should have done it. It's much broader what Zichronos is about. It's everything that is done. The judgment of Zichronos includes all factors, our thought process, our intentions, mitigating factors, what we did, what we tried to do, what we could have done. And you know what, my friends? There's an accountability in 30A. It's not merely expression of Hashem's determination, judgment, or the perfection of His action towards us. It's also about coming to terms with our own accountability for our actions using these same factors of determination. If we do our best to apply Hashem's scrutiny to ourselves, the best of our ability, we can ask ourselves, what can I truly take credit for? What was not really a test for me? How could I push myself harder? What achievements am I really standing with before Hashem Rosh Hashanah? We have to hold ourselves accountable for our actions on the level that we're really at. Whoa. This is very intense, my friends. This is the light of Rosh Hashanah. The light of clarity. The light of honesty. The light of looking at myself as we began with in Shiveor and seeing how great I am. And based on how great I am, the Tzelem Elokim in me, the Kochus HaNefesh Hashem gave me, this is all I could come up with? This is all I pushed myself this year? This is all I worked on? This is what you call a person who's involved in process and working? It's honesty. Zichronos is really taking a hard look at ourselves. And we know, Lifnei Hashem kiva, kiva lishpot haaretz. He has come to judge the world. He has come. The judgment begins immediately upon Hashem's coming. When does the world judge? When Hashem is here. It's Hashem's presence. Alone, that's a judgment, like a stain on the backdrop of a perfectly white garment. Anything that is contrasted to Hashem is immediately highlighted. For practical metaphor, imagine a simple couple. Live in a small town, she says to him, well, the day he learns Berkei Avos, they always try to do chesed. The most religious people around, they think they're the greatest tzaddikim, simply because they have no one to compare themselves to. However, when a gadol dor arrives in their town and asks to stay at their home, they're provided with a real example of righteousness. They're quickly disabused of their inflated sense of self-worth in His presence. They realize how little they have compared to Him. This is what occurs on the Day of Judgment, when Hashem has come, Kiba. We're quickly disabused of the notion that we are righteous when we stand before Him. None of the explanation or excuses that we were fooling ourselves with applying His presence. When we recognize He is present, we're forced to truly evaluate ourselves. Once we have finally done so, we're capable of determining where we need to change. My friends, this is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. This is the core of judgment, facing Hashem and seeing ourselves for we really are. This is not in the sense that we should become depressed, but that we should have a glimpse of our place in life. and how much we need to improve. And this, my friends, is the shofar should encourage us to clarify what our weaknesses are and where we need to move on. Final idea on the second level, final two ideas really. If the first level is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiva, Hashem comes and we look outward and we see that the world with all of its glimmering and shimmering effects is all a mirage. We turn the light on and we say, this is what I'm spending my time on? And Rosh Hashanah during Tkiyas Shofar, Kiva, and during the Shofar section of the Musaf, when I read about, in our Tefillah, about Mamad Har Sinai, I'm able to stop and pause and say, Keim Chayenu V'Aruch Yameinu V'Hanega Yomam V'Laila, Torah is my life. The world of Torah, the world of values, the world of spirituality, the world of chesed, the world of davening. You know, I say I don't have time to daven, and then I spend, you know, an extra hour in the gym. Now it's important to work out. But, you know, if I usually have an hour, now I have an extra half hour, what should I do with it? So again, everything has to be in balance. But I didn't have time in the morning to daven, but now, you know what, I found time. What do you find time for? What excites you in life? Turn the light on and look outward and ask yourself, what are you drawn to? Ask yourself, what are the pitfalls in your life that you fall into? Where are the times that we waste our time, waste our energy, waste our resources? That's the light of Rosh Hashanah, looking outward. Being able to see the gold mine in front of us of Torah and mitzvos and being able to yearn for it, long for it, follow it. And make a plan. How am I going to, small and steady wins the race, be able to spend more of an effort, more of a focus on doing what's really important in life? I don't have 3 minutes to learn the Sefer, learn Shabbos 3 minutes a day, but I have an hour to sit and do absolutely nothing. Where's our priorities? The second aspect is working inward. The light of Rosh Hashanah is the light that's looking inside of myself and saying, are you really who you claim to be? Are your actions as pure as you want to make it out to be in the outside world? Are you working on your midos? Are you working on being a mensch? You know, I just heard a clip somebody sent me from Rav Biederman where Rav Victor Miller Zatzal was asked by somebody, what should I do to prepare for Rosh Hashanah? And he said, smile. He said, what? I'm touring for Rosh Hashanah. He said, yeah, go out and smile and make people feel good. And Rav Biederman said, this is an amazing Kabbalah to take on for Rosh Hashanah, to at least once or twice a day, to make people feel good, to build people up. And he gave us a mashal. He says, person had many stores, and at the end of the year, he does an assessment. And he sees which workers are needed, which are not, too many workers. And he goes to one plant and he sees that there are more workers than are necessary. So he's going to fire some workers. So the manager says, you can't fire so-and-so. Why not? Because he makes everybody happy. This is why the people come to the store, because he builds people up, he makes people feel good. You want to keep him around. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to keep people around who are going to make people feel good. So this is about midos. It's about being a mensch. And ask myself, am I a mensch? Do I make people feel good? Do I build people up? Do I put people down? Am I critical? Am I judgmental? This is the questions we have to ask ourselves. And it's holding ourselves to ourselves. And it's a light where Hashem just takes away all of the outer trappings, all of what you were thinking when you were doing and how you were doing, and says, take an x-ray look at who you are. Whoa, that's pretty scary. That's who I am? That's who I am when nobody, you know, someone can see right through me and see what I'm thinking and what's motivating me? Whoa, that's the light of Rosh Hashanah. That's the idea of Zichronos. Zichronos is not only Hashem remembering, it's for us to remember. It's for us to use that barometer that Hashem, who looks at the entire picture. And then we also have to look at the entire picture. I claim I didn't have time, I didn't have energy, I didn't have resources. However, I was able to... I'm living a double life. And that's why the chauffeur on this level in 33 through 36, the chauffeur says to Tasha Rabbi Avodah Avodah, the Lashon, the mouth, it's the Kumnas HaLev, it's the quill of the heart. And the mouth is able to reveal what's inside of us. The call of the chauffeur, the voice of the chauffeur, comes from our mouth, and it's our pure, pristine part of us. What is the chauffeur about? The chauffeur awakens that part of me that wants the truth, that part of me that wants to realign myself. This is the idea, he says, a very beautiful, deep idea. Allah Lukim Betrua Hashem Bekol Shofar in 35a. What does this mean? Hashem Bekol Shofar, the Hashem, the Yudke Vavke, is the light that Hashem has in this world. The Elohim, the judgment, the Teva, is the concealment around the Yudke Vavke, where you see din, where you see judgment, but you don't see the core Yudke Vavke kindness of Hashem. Allah Elohim Betrua, Hashem, the Elohim aspect, it goes up with the sound of the shofar. Perusha Yidei call a shofar, 35b in the asterisk, Olel Mitbatel Bechinat Elohim Shua Hester Vatzimtzum. Allah Elohim Betrua, the Elohim, the concealed, the part that conceals, the part that hides, the Yudke Vavke, that goes up, that is taken away. And what do you have instead? Hashem Bekol Shofar, V'nizkola Or Shel Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, HaMeir Ba'olamos. You have the Yudke Vavke, the light of the Shofar is the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the light of the Umka Deliba. It's the light of the core of who we are. It's the light of Shofar. Shipru Masechem, work on your ways, improve yourself, bring a heart into what you're doing. Become the type of person who you really can become. That's what the Kol Shofar is, what screams out at us. And this idea, just to end this second level, is found in the Rav Dov Yofer, La'avdecha Be'emes, V'im came b'yom zeh, yom b'riyas ha'adam v'chidush kol metzius me'ir or me'yuchat sh'metzayeh la'adam la'foch l'b'riyah chadasha. It helps us become the light, a new type of person, to break away, l'natek mikol hergalav ha'ra'im, from all the bad ways, as if I'm being reborn today. That's the power of shofar, of l'shaper, to fix inward. I look outward and I realign my values. I look inward and say, whoa, I can become a kinder person. I can become a person who's more sensitive. I can become a person who's going to listen more. I can become a person who does chesed with all that complaining. I can be a person who's going to live by my core values. Zichronos. And then finally, my friends, the third aspect. We've spoken about the shofros part of Mosaf Zichronos, and now we're up to Malchios, going in reverse order. Avav Rosh Hashanah, Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Bechina Melech Bo'olamo, the end of 37 in the arrow. Hashem, Avav Rosh Hashanah, is a king in his world. Meir Or Gadol Shomachus Hashem. He brings that light, Kiva. He brings the light of Malchus. Shemarer Otan Maseyelenu Lamlichat Shekadosh Baruch Hu Aleinu. Coronate Hashem as king, and that coronation will itzol b'derech hadashah shel chayim api ritzono shel Kadosh Baruch Hu melech haolam. When the light comes on, I look outward, I look inward, and then I look upward, and I realize that Kiba, Hashem is the king of this world. And if Hashem is the king of this world, then the whole world looks differently. The outward, the inward, the upward, in all dimensions. A very beautiful piece that Rav Pinkas Zatzal brings in Moedei Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah. He says on Rosh Hashanah 38, the day of Hashem, of the world's creation, we grant expression to Hashem's kingship over the world. On this day, expression is given to how Hashem rules in our world, and is involved at every step with what takes place here. Hashem's Malchus is all-encompassing. We say that Hashem is our King. It means that just as the body's blood circulation comes from the heart, so the whole shape of a Jew's life is formed only around Hashem. So is the tshuva seretim tshuva. It's not expressed by praying more or having less vital Torah. That's not Malchus. You know what Malchus is about? It's a total program that encompasses one's entire way of life. This is illustrated by the metaphor of tourists visiting a foreign country. Everything about them gives them away. What they eat, how they talk, the clothes they wear. It's obvious they come from a different country. You walk in Israel, you see the way they dress with a used to be the cameras around their neck. Now with the smartphones, you see that less. Certain type of hat. You know, talking very loudly. You know, Americans have come to visit. It's so clear. They're foreigners. The content of Rosh Hashanah, it's not about changing details, but about a totally different form of life. Kingship expresses itself throughout the country. Among Am Yisrael, Jews can be seen to conduct themselves according to the ways of Malchut Shamayim in all their lives, in their food, in their dress, when they lie down, when they get up. Kingdom has its own language. Malchut takes up one's whole being. That what it means that Hashem is Melech is I talk differently, I walk differently, I dress differently. I live in the kingdom of the King, the King's palace. And he says, that's why he gives an example in 39. Let's say a person sees a screaming headline in the newspapers about a great fire that broke out in a city and people were jumping out of the windows. Naturally takes interest in this headline. But as he immigrated to a distant country, after many years go by, he pays a visit to his former city and he sees such a headline, he's not as taken by it. Why? He no longer lives there. He's not... This is what Malchus is about. What country do you live in? If you live your life focused on the King, you see things differently. Accepting the yoke of Hashem's kingship, Malchus and Rosh Hashanah, means that Hashem is the King and the eye of the Ben Torah does not see things aside from Him. It's like most people act very differently, again, Rabbi Bernstein and Tshuva, when they're guests in someone else's home than they do in their own home. Throughout the year, our egos have us believe in 41 that we're the center of the universe, that we own the home. Many of our negative actions are simply a natural product of this vision. Even some of our mitzvahs may have the quality of hosting Hashem as our guest, so to speak. Rosh Hashanah thus sets as its goal the reparation and restoration of our vision. It's about recognizing that there is nothing but Malchus, kingship, reminding ourselves whose world it really is. We express our hopes for the way the world should really look, a world run in accordance with fulfilling Hashem's will. Kiva, He has come. He has come. What is this about? Hashem coming down. Again, one of the reasons Rav Sadia is Hamlachas Hashem, coronation of the King. When we blow the shofar, when the light turns on, Kiva, we suddenly realize, oh my, I'm in Hashem's kingship. What I think about, what I see, what I focus in on, the way I act, it's all a different reality. It's not my home. I'm living in Hashem's home. And there's a certain protocol, living in Hashem's home. That's the idea, says the Shirei Das in 43b. Kibur Shoshanah v'rotenu hili dromein mekolin yanavak tanim. It's about raising ourselves up from all the petty small things. V'la'ir b'tochenu shifot al yanot likro l'elokim el yom. Are focused in on, about godliness, about holy ideas. L'kir machlutov likarev elav. To come close to Him. What is Rosh Hashanah about? Yes, I look outward and I realize that my values are misaligned. Yes, I look inward and I realize I have to work on my midos. I have to work on that smile. I have to work on that ben adam l'chaveiro. But you know what I really have to work on? I have to work on a total overhaul. I keep on thinking this is my world. I keep on thinking I invite God into my house when it's comfortable for me. Whoa! This is Hashem's home. I'm living in His kingdom. I have to dress like somebody in that kingdom, not like a foreigner. And that's Rosh Hashanah. I turn on the light and I suddenly realize, what's my identity? Who am I? Who do I belong to? And at the moment that we're able to do that in 44, we are Yodea Trua, we're knowledge people, knowledge of Trua, which is Reus' connection to Hashem. And that will then lead us to Hashem, Be'or Panecha Yalechun, Ashrei Am Yodea Trua, Hashem Be'or Panecha Yalechun, Rav Reich speaks about, you know what it means to be Be'or Panecha Yalechun, to walk in the face of Hashem? That's the greatest bracha you can possibly have. That Yar Hashem Panav Elecha, that Hashem should find His face upon us. As He says in Source 46, Misha Kadosh Baruch Hu, on the Pasuk, Be'or Pnei Melech Chaim, in the light of a king's face, is life. Rashi explains, Misha Kadosh Baruch Hu Masbir Lo Panim Chaim Hula. Someone Hashem shines His face to, he has life. It doesn't mean that as a result of Haras Panim, he is worthy of life. No! She'etzem Haras Panim Hitzuras HaChaim Amitim. When Hashem looks at you, that is life. You're living in Hashem's kingdom. That's turning on the light where I suddenly realize, whoa, whose home am I in? And when I realize I'm in Hashem's home, all I want is relationship. All I want is connection, true from the type of Reus. And the Psukim and Malchios is screaming out, Hashem Yimloch L'olam V'ed. We scream out Shema Yisrael. The whole idea of Malchios is Al Kein Nekavel L'cha Hashem L'keder Liro Meherim Tiferet Uzecha. All I want is that connection to Hashem. All I want is that light, that continuous light in my life. And that, my friends, is really the goal of Rosh Hashanah. Of course it's to look outward and to realign my values. Of course it's to look inward and become a mensch and work on my mitos and work on, am I aligned with who I am and my potential? But probably most important is the malchios, is the melech, is to realize what country am I living in? Whose world am I living in? And to yearn for and to ask for Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Trua Hashem Be'or Panecha Yalechun. Let me walk. Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, let me walk in your light. Let me walk in your presence. Let me feel like I'm part of your kingdom. I'd like to end with one final idea in Source 48, a Gevaldic idea once again from Shri Ve'or. You know what Hashem Ori is about? He says, if you take a look at other elements, let's say wind. If I blow into a balloon, I'm able to catch the air and it stays in the balloon. If I have water and I put it into a cup, so now the water is away from its source, from the faucet, it's in a cup. The air is no longer from me, it's in the balloon. This is not true with the light of the sun, which is the source of light. At the moment that I create a break between the source and that which is receiving it, I put down the blinds. So we're living in darkness. You've created a barrier. You know what this is? It means that you can't break from the light and its source. We are completely dependent on Hashem. It's not like air or water, which you can separate from its source. You can separate light. Hashem Ori Kol Achad Mitanu, each and every one of us. Kol Pula Shani Yoseh, every action I do. Kol Paripo Lam Hebchinat Karen Or, it's all about light. Kesher Haduk Bal Yinate Bemekor Haor Lekarnayim Hamirot Kan Etzleinu Zo Bechina Malchut Amiti. What do I want on Rosh Hashanah Kiva? That Hashem is coming. It's not that He's just coming and going. He becomes part of me, that I'm able to connect to that light. Hashem Ori, Hashem is my light. He is the direction I go with. He is somebody, He's a being that I connect with my entire life, because I know that the moment I disconnect, I've lost that connection, I've lost that light. I need to continually hold it. And that's the challenge of Rosh Hashanah, that the Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, should be Or, should be light. It should be light that helps me be able to realign my life, my outer and inner life. But more importantly, it should be light that I connect with, not just the Rosh Hashanah. It's to develop that relationship, that it's the Rosh of the year, the beginning of the year, and that relationship of Yair Hashem Panav Elechem, Be'or Panecha Yaleh, to walk in Hashem's light and countenance. It's just the beginning, and the light just gets stronger and stronger. We're Melech al kol ha'aretz, to the point where Hashem is going to be king over the whole world, and more importantly, we make sure that He is king over us at every single moment of our lives. Wish everybody a Shana Tova, a year of connection, a year of clarity, and a year of closeness.